the map, I'm 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 the map!
Hey guys!
Welcome back.
We're back.
We are back.
And better than ever.
Today's episode, we're trying food.
Yeah!
Lots of food.
You guys can't see the food, but just imagine it tastes
good. Describe it.
Okay. Yes. It's colorful.
The first one. Creme brulee. Oh, wait. Sorry. We're trying macaroons first.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one. Oh, and they're from Costco. The first one is creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
And it's white-ish cream-ish off-white.
And it, well, not off-white macaroon.
Yes.
No, it's like a beige color.
Yeah, yeah,
with white cream in the middle.
That is so good.
Yeah. I've already tried this, so.
That is heavenly.
Yummy. Oh, I'm so sorry if you can hear us chewing. That's actually
my bad. It's kind of like ASMR.
Yeah, it's like food ASMR.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
What do you guys rate this? I mean, this is like an 8 out of 10. Like an 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
About you.
Oh, sorry. This kind of tastes like... Okay, different opinion, but this kind of tastes like cardboard.
What do you rate it?
I like 6 out of 10.
Okay. What's the next one?
Dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche.
Dulce de leche. Oh, I just messed it up.
So this one's, like, more brown.
Oh. What kind of, like, flavor is this?
Oh, yeah. It's something...
It's like caramel.
It's something milk. Because that's milk in French. Oh, wait, maybe it's... Wait, is this Spanish or French?
And the filling is, like, caramel. Like, it looks like caramel.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah. This is the spot.
I like this one better than the last one.
I like the last one better. Half of them are 150 calories and half of them are 160 calories.
Oh.
That is a lot of calories. Oh, wait, that's for 3.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a lot just for 1.
Oh, for 3 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. I rate that one like a...
I don't want to finish that.
8.
I'll finish it later. I've already tried this one and I absolutely hate it, so you guys can try that one.
This is next up is pistachio. I rate the last one an 8. What do you rate it?
I rate it 5.
5?
Like an 8.
I say an
8. This is all out of 10, by the way.
All right, now I have pistachio.
I am not trying pistachio because I hate pistachios. I actually hate...
This is good.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I hate all nuts. Fun fact, my mom actually did not let me eat any nuts until I was 10, 12, I forget. I think I was 12. So, like, by the time I was 12, I just hated them all. So, because I think I just didn't have them as a kid. I don't know.
This is really good. I rate this, like, a 7.5.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
Next one's my fave.
Red velvet.
We have 1 left, so we're going to try to split it in 3 parts.
Is this red velvet?
Yes. 2, 3. Okay, the one is smaller. That's
fine. I'll take this one.
All right.
Ooh, this smells really good.
Yeah, it looks like Pinkalicious. You remember? Oh, shit. Do you remember Pinkalicious?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Pinkalicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like Pinkalicious as a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that one's really good. I gave that like an 8.5 again.
I love it too. It is 160 cals though, so.
What do you rate it?
That's a bummer.
I'm eating. Hold on.
I rate it 9 out of 10. I love this one. Chocolate and.
Mandarin?
It was like orange.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel about this one.
Yeah, and the middle's like chocolate.
Oh.
Like it'll crunch.
Wait, hold up.
It's okay.
This one's like a 5.
I have COVID, hopefully.
Just kidding.
What?
She does not, guys.
She doesn't I wish. Have hope.
Oh, literally give me the Delta variant so I can stay home from school.
I don't really like the orange one. I rate it 3 out of 10.
I like this one. This is a good
five.
One.
It's okay. It's just like, I don't know.
This is good.
Oh, yeah. I also rated the pistachio one 0 out of 10. I forgot to say.
It's not my favorite.
I think the orange kind of ruins it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the next one is just mint chocolate. Just normal milk chocolate, sorry.
Ooh.
My bad. This one's chocolate. It looks brown, obviously. Oh, I forgot to...
it kind of looks gray.
It's fine.
Mm. Okay. I am not a very chocolate type of person. So, I'm more of a vanilla and chocolate, like, together.
Same.
But this is good. This tastes like coffee. Like a 7.
This tastes like coffee, like a mocha.
Really it does. I get that mocha vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I need, like, water after this.
Yeah, I'm impatient about it.
That's smart.
Yeah, we're Albert Einstein or whatever.
Well, Pacia's Shakespeare, so.
Oh. I am Shakespeare.
Inside joke.
Yes.
Shakespeare.
All right. I really got no time.
So that was our... This was our review, but we're not done yet.
Mm.
We have...
Stay tuned.
Another part coming.
Mm.
So, we'll be right back.
Hey!
We're back. Okay, so now we have popsicles.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to start this off by saying... If anyone drips one drop of popsicle onto my carpet, I will be killing them.
All right. I'm going to play some Doja Cat in the background.
We don't want to get copyrighted.
Oh, kind of what it's like. Yeah, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait, I have an idea.
Yes?
We can perform for them while Anna runs down and grabs them.
That's a great idea.
All right. So, Pasha, what's this first popsicle? All
right. So, the first popsicle we're opening right now is... Outshine Raspberry Chocolate Popsicle.
So it's like raspberry with like the chocolate like dripped over it.
It's, yes.
Also, question. Do you guys eat popsicles with your teeth?
Yes. Yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
My I'm going to do it just for this because I need to. I'm going to try both.
My teeth are not sensitive at all.
Well, it depends how cold the popsicle is. Because if it's really cold, then I'll just like eventually just lick it off. But if it's
Pay
like...
Shot.
Oh, sorry! What? It was an accident, Anna.
Pedro might not make it.
Uh-oh, that wasn't a very nice, that wasn't Finger a very Anna. Nice hand gesture, Anna. Wasn't very
Sarah,
polite.
Sarah, if you're watching this, it was her no-no finger.
No, it wasn't. I didn't mean to.
Sophia, if you're watching it,
mm-hmm.
Sophia, shout out to you.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, it's so cold.
Yeah.
It's good.
Beige got chocolate on my carpet, by the way.
Okay.
It wasn't clear on that.
But you know what? I'm done defending myself. I'm done.
The squad breaks up.
This is our last episode, guys.
Yeah, we fought over chocolate.
Yeah.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel with the dark chocolate.
Yeah.
No, this isn't dark chocolate.
Tastes like hard chocolate to me.
Oh, maybe it is.
I don't have that much chocolate, though.
Anyways, guys.
That's good.
What do you think of Doja Cat's new album?
Love it.
I like it.
Me too.
Favorite Doja Cat song?
Okay. I love, dang it. Oh, she has a song called, crap, it's like, don't what you looking for, da 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 da. Drama, comment, ignore that. God, it's from her, like, former album.
I, like, only know the popular ones.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're popular. I feel like every song is good.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's called, Cookie Store, or Cookie Jar by Doja Cat. I love that song.
That one. I feel like you've played that for me before.
Yes, I love Cookie Jar by Doja Cat.
I like Need to Know Her Woman.
Yeah.
I like Kiss Me More and Ain't Shit just because they're
Ain't
great
shit.
Songs to play
Ain't
in the car with my
one.
Dad.
Sorry, guys. It's just the song name.
Ain't crap.
Ain't poop.
It's really just a great song
Ain't
to play
dog.
In the car with my dad.
We only play it when we're with Anna's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, it's his favorite song,
he
actually.
He loves Dirty.
He just sits there and goes, why?
He just, like, kind of questions his existence as he's, like, mm-hmm. driving in the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves it.
It's like that trend where we see it, and they go, like, and they're joking. He's like, I'm just in a silly, goofy mood, and they're like.
Oh, wait, oh, I saw that one.
His favorite part is when they go, I'm not going to key your car.
I'll call your mom. You should have paid my rent. Go get a job.
Sophia earned a freaking award on Apple Watch. I hate Sophia.
She has. Just kidding. How do you get an award on Apple Watch? I just want to know how it works.
I like the raspberry part of this popsicle better.
Me too. I'm responding to Sophia getting the award saying bruh. Okay, done.
Should we call this the brussicle?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, not follow chocolate. How do we feel about this one, guys?
I like it.
I feel like it would be better without the chocolate.
Me too.
I do like it a lot.
I rate it a 7 out of 10.
10 out of 10, best friend.
I rate it 6.28.
I would have to say.
What do we... I don't know if I'm going to finish like this whole thing right now.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Put it in a plastic bag and then put it in the fridge or freezer.
Yes.
No, ma'am.
So.
You guys are hearing us eat this. Yes. Guys, also, shout out to our international viewers, guys.
Yes. Our international fans.
We have people from Pakistan, Brazil, Germany, U.S.
That's not... Oh, my God. We have people in our home country. Also,
we just appreciate our friends overseas. Mm-hmm. And it's not creepy at all.
And...
Yes.
Our viewers, most popular, like, our, like, rating of age is, like, 25 to, like, 27, yes. 35 to 40, something like that. Mm,
okay, retirement home community, you know, we're getting there.
We don't have it.
All the viewers, we're not.
Yeah, we don't,
hate discriminate. Our... Age, Pakistan.
Yeah.
What? Age, location, what other, like...
Also, I opened the app for the first time in, like, 2 months, and we had, like, 47 plays, which is crazy, y'all.
We also have made a drum roll, please.
48 cents!
Half a dollar! We are so close to a dollar, you guys. This is gonna be our big break. I mean, we already have international listeners, so, you know, we love you guys, even though you guys can't even, like, understand what we're saying. It's okay.
When
they can't. They're like, in a different country.
Guys, when we hit 50 plays, there's going to be something crazy happening. It's so crazy, you're not even going to believe it.
The plays, we're going to go crazy.
The plays might just be by us, but...
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, we love our fans.
Mm-hmm.
We have merch coming out. Mm-hmm. Yes, we
know each merch is gonna be someone like from the Map podcast, mm-hmm. but just our face.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be, so if you want a Paisha shirt, an Anna shirt, or a Spencer shirt, just let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or because we need to know.
Oh. Knee slapper.
My Apple Watch needs to shut up. I'm not gonna stand up, you idiot. It wants me to do 7 more minutes of exercise.
Hey, we've been eating.
Yeah, get over it, buddy. I already met my move goal and my whatever the blue one is, but I have 7 more minutes of exercise, so it's not gonna.
Guys, we're still eating this raspberry chocolate one.
Yes. Anyway, guys, favorite movie.
I meant to put it in the bag.
Favorite movie.
Starstruck.
And why?
Because it slaps and it's funny.
Something about the sunshine, baby.
I'm seeing you in a whole new light. Something out of this world, oh baby.
Out of this world for the first time, baby.
It was close. We round.
Actually, in art, they asked us our favorite movie and then a quote from it that we can remember off the top of our heads. And I said, Starstruck, there's something about the sunshine, baby. That's my quote. This was like,
oh, whoops, ago. Sorry.
Oh no.
Hey, wait.
Paisha.
Uh-oh, guys. Paisha may not make it.
Paisha's a little rebel.
How do you spill so much? It's a popsicle.
Me and Anastasia.
Do you see her napkin?
Also, I'm sorry to everyone that has to listen to my laugh. It is very annoying.
Same. Can't relate. I love my laugh.
I love my laugh.
I like that laugh.
I like that laugh.
I like that laugh.
Why can't we ever say a topic?
Oh, who cares?
What was the topic?
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
You know that phrase, like, oh,
did we even make a topic?
No.
No, we did.
You didn't talk about random stuff.
Oh, you were talking about Starstruck.
We were talking about your favorite movies. And then
What's your favorite movie?
I don't have one. It's too hard.
My favorite movie. I like Mean Girls.
Oh, me too.
Iconic.
I saw Pitch Perfect 1 and 2 for the first time the other day.
I love Pitch Perfect 1.
I want to see the third one. But I'm kind of short for cash. Actually, I have money right now. But I don't want to spend $3.99 to rent it.
Okay, I'm going to put this in the bag.
Yeah.
I'm in my bag.
Oh, my sis got that bag.
I'm in that bag. Here, I'll go grab the next set.
Okay.
You guys
grab
talk about
yours.
Mine? Mm. All right.
I want to try.
Okay, Anna.
What's the next topic? Guys, well, Spencer's gone.
We're gonna have a world tour real quick. Ready? Why don't you say so? Oh wait, that's kind of. Oh, let's do streets. Send your location. Come, dang, Papa, you a rare breed.
No comparing.
And it's motherfucking scary. Try to keep it because I found them.
I
could take it to the parents, then to Perry.
I am sharing.
I took it to the parents. The Perry.
When I'm at the wedding.
You the type of want to marry. Yeah, I keep you right. Merry.
So the next flavor, guys, this is a special one.
Whoa.
This one looks sick. It's mango and tahini. If you guys don't know what that is, I don't really know
either. I don't
either. But it's like a... It's just like a chili lime seasoning.
Can you put that in the bag,
and it's
please?
Really good with mango stuff. Okay. what are your guys' final ratings to the raspberry?
10 out of 10.
You see, once I got past the chocolate, I'd rate it...
Once I, with the chocolate, it's a 7. Without the chocolate, it's like an 8.5.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Wait, actually. Hold up. Introduce the next popsicle, Spence.
All right, so this is mango tahini, and it's. I think this one's gonna be good. My friend told me about it. Shout out to Emily Connors.
Oh dang!
All I got was just the seasoning.
Wait, hold up. Okay, this popsicle is like spicy.
It's called chili lime.
I haven't tried it yet.
Wait.
I can't open it.
It is spicy. Why is it spicy?
I should want for the water. It smells like tacos.
It does smell like tacos.
I don't know. Apparently, it's really good.
Apparently, it's like really good, you guys.
Get a bite with it, maybe.
It tastes like tacos.
I don't know how I feel about this one, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It like hit the back of my throat.
It had really high expectations.
Yeah, this is a. You know,
okay, actually, once I started biting it, I kind of like it.
Red pepper flakes.
it's chili with lime.
This isn't lime, it's yellow.
I thought it was tahini.
Lime is so green.
That's how it's made, with chili and lime.
See, I like the part without the spicy.
Do you guys get that, like, feel of, like, the throw-up taste? Because I'm getting that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah. Oh, ew. Sorry.
I kind of like it. Okay, you know what this reminds me of?
Yes.
The spicy ghost pepper donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
What is that?
It was a thing last year in, like, October. None of my family liked it, but I was the only one. I was just done.
Yeah.
Get a bite of the actual thing.
Okay, it's not that bad when you get past, like, the first bite, because the first bite is all spice. But then
I don't want to cut it off.
The rest of it's like
okay,
mango.
Should I go? Should I go for it?
Go for it.
Pisha went in for a big bite.
Okay. Actually, would I get these again?
No.
No. But
it's kind of good.
It's good when you mix them together.
You know, this is like, you know that one phrase, it's like, it didn't give what needed to be gave? This is like kind of like what it is, but like, it gave enough that we can give it.
I'm lost.
Smile and nod. I did my little brother go.
Uh-huh. Do you guys want to hear what Paisha said earlier? I actually forget what it is, but I wrote it down. One second. Give me one second.
I don't know how I feel about this, guys.
Okay, I found it.
Earlier, yeah, she's the one that bought it.
First, Paisha said, would you rather have PTSD or be Shakespeare? And then she said, fun fact, I'm both. Yes. And then she said something else that's funny, but I can't say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just classified.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is classified.
Swipe up if you guys want to know. Just kidding.
Just kidding. JK.
I kind of done with this.
Wait, JK, Justin Timberlake.
I'm really disappointed, guys.
JK, Justin Timberlake.
Huh?
On the bottom is so good.
Yeah, the bottom's good.
There's no seasoning on the bottom.
Yeah, the part without the spice is good.
I'm kind of disappointed with this.
Me too.
I saw this and I was like, oh my gosh, we're getting this.
Yes. Oh, I like your phone case, Anna.
Thank you.
Like,
alright, like I rate this like a 5.
Yeah, I rate this 3.7.
Actually, like a 4.5.
Oh.
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm going to go cry.
Same.
Over a popsicle.
Don't hit me up.
I can take your stuff downstairs.
Guys, thanks, she's blocking you guys all on Snapchat over a popsicle.
Don't hit me up.
Don't hit me up. She's emo today.
Do you want your other one, Spencer?
This one?
Yeah.
No, thank you. Okay.
Alright,
thank
you. Guys, have to talk about something really interesting.
Alright,
Paisha. Yes, ma'am.
Want to know a secret?
Yes.
I don't have one.
That was a secret! Oh my god! Oh my gosh!
I know, guys, I'm just funny. Also, we need people to collab with, so just like hit us up if you want to be in our pod.
Yeah. Those international fans?
Ah! Yes! We can FaceTime with you!
Yes! I mean, it depends who you are. If you're, like, trying to kidnap us, that's a little on the
like
no
anyone,
side.
Like, anyone. Like, we don't, yeah. Like, even if you're from the U.S., like, we gotta know you.
Yeah, we don't judge by location.
We're out here.
Yeah. Anyways, let's have a little world tour.
Map goes worldwide.
Ah!
I mean, we already are.
I mean, yeah.
The analytics say so.
Huh? Wait, say so?
The analytics.
What's analytics?
It's like how you see like the worldwide information.
Oh.
Or like anything. Or like you see how many like times people have listened to your pod.
Oh. Alright. Didn't even notice
your punches like to roll it. You got to keep your focus. You wanna say so.
It's been a long time. Oh, wait, didn't even notice. Oh, dang it, I want to scare you.
Ooh, this one's going to be good.
Okay.
Anna, what is this?
This one. Paisha.
Excuse you!
It's for the
first of all, I'd like to say I got Paisha a lot more napkins. A lot, actually. I got her 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more napkins.
Me and Anna are just going to... I had a little bit of
one.
A spill, I guess, but everything's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm a little...
These, my pride and joy, my favorite thing, lemonade in a bar. It's lemon.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Lemonade's
really,
my favorite
at the same
food.
Time, guys. Oh.
For those of you who didn't know, I could literally.
I did like
it.
Yeah.
Ready? Three, two. Justin Timberlake. Come on. That's our way to say "just kidding" by saying Justin Timberlake.
Is it?
Yes. Like JK. Justin
when
Timberlake.
When did we decide this?
Ready? Three, two, one.
I didn't like it.
Oh, Spencer.
That's a
a little on the no side.
Put your head out of the gutter.
Put your head out of
the gutter, John B.
Pesha, I swear. If you
also, I have not watched the new Outer Banks season, and I've heard it's really good. It brought people to tears.
It is really good. They all die. I'm kidding.
I almost threw my popsicle at you.
I like, I started watching season one of that show, and, I really like, Pope. Mm. He's cool.
I like him better when he's not smoking weed, but... Because what he does, he just ruins everything. Speaking of ruining everything, I hope Kiara dies in season three, actually.
Why?
She's so annoying. She ruins everything.
Okay, can I just say, in season one, it was kind of awkward when they were, like, John B. and Kiara... They went to the lighthouse to see if there's any sign of his dad, like, around or whatever. And then they found that there wasn't, and so...
Also, if you guys don't want to listen to spoilers about season one, just, like...
Yeah, even though it's been out for, like, a year.
Yeah.
Just close your ears or listen close your anyway, because it's your fault.
Yeah, you clicked on this podcast for a reason.
Yeah, too bad, okay? You know, we're not going to be all, you know, let's be censored. Mm-mm. We're gonna talk about it. Also, have you guys listened to the cupcake remixes from TikTok?
What?
No? You know, that's like smack my, like a drum. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, wait, yeah. Doom, doom, doom. I know what you're talking about, but I haven't listened to it, only on TikTok.
It's so funny.
Also, are you guys team JJ or John B?
First season, John B. Second season, JJ, because he's hilarious.
I like JJ.
I kind of just like John B. Kind of annoys me.
John B. looks like Debbie Ryan. John B.
I'm Radio Rebel.
Did you guys see the picture I sent to the small group GC the other day?
No. Oh, the. I know what picture you did.
One sec.
Pesha comes to them. She goes, guys, why do I have 200 text messages?
Oh, yeah. I was so confused. So Anna made a group chat called Group of Small People.
I didn't make it. That's the small group chat. Grace renamed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like the church small group chat.
Oh.
No one answers it.
Yeah, I've been texting the GC just to keep them updated with my life while I say I hate school and other things like that. I think it's really funny. Also, here's the picture.
Mike Wazowski. Mm.
This is my favorite one at the moment.
I. We gotta go.
Oh no, we gotta go.
Oh no, we gotta go. Guys. This is like a 10 out of 10.
Ooh, favorite Nicki Minaj meme.
I honestly don't know.
Chow. Anyway, so.
Oh, wait. I don't know that.
Big What?
Patience is a very big Nicki Minaj fan.
Mm. Yes.
And Doja.
Yes.
And Trisha. Oh, who else?
Dance Moms.
Mm-hmm. Kathy.
Wait, you should tell them the story about how you sent a pizza to her house.
Wait, what?
How you sent a pizza to her house.
Okay,
so my favorite
Is
the cross-country one.
Oh, God. The cross-country story is so funny.
He's on a farm.
Some guy picked me up. I was
crying.
I looked down, I looked back up, and everyone was gone.
Yeah.
All right, tell this.
Go ahead. Which one should I say first?
Cross country.
Okay, so this is...
This is the best story ever.
Okay, so... this is... Alright, so this is like the beginning of school year last year. So like around this time. Last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this was pretty recent. Well, like last year is in like 2020, not like this past year. Yeah. Alright. So basically... I was on the cross country team. Let's just say it didn't last very long after that, but, anyway, so we had a home meet one day and we were like running and warming up and everything. So as we're warming up, we're running in the woods, like running through trails and all that. And as we're running, I kind of realized like what was going on. Like we were running, but we were all in a line. And I was, like, kind of closer towards the end. And as, like, people, you know, obviously as people run, they get, like, slower because they're, like, running. And I get so, like, to the end that, like, I realize, shit, I don't know where anyone is. Like, everybody just fucking ran off. And so, basically, I had no clue where I was. I was in the middle of the woods on a trail. I'm like, where the hell is everybody? And then I try to hear for footsteps. And I'm like, okay, maybe I could, like, hear footsteps. Maybe I could, like, track where everybody is. I tried doing that for a while. That kind of worked, but then it didn't. And then I was like, crap, okay, maybe if I hear, like, cars or something, that mean I'll be by a road. And so I could, like, go through the road or something. That worked. And then I realized, oh, wait, I'm at the wrong side of, like, the track or whatever. And then I run so far just to find out. I try this whole road idea again. And I run so far, I end up, guess ready for this. Oh, wait, I also want to preface by saying that the place that we were warming up by, like, the place where we meet for cross country is, like, at a nature park. It's, like, at an empty parking lot at a nature park. I run so far, I realize I'm on a farm. I am in, like, I literally saw horses and cows, and I'm like, wait a second, this is not where I'm supposed to. There's a ghost.
What the piss?
There is a ghost in the house. I like the way they rock and fall and die.
What just fell?
Anyways,
what's that one? Billy the something? Billy the Enchantment?
Bob, oh, Bob's Enchantment. That's another story. But anyway, my cross-country story. I'm on a farm. I see horses. I hear cows mooing. And I am like, what is going on? And so I remember, I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I just start walking along the road by the fence. By the farm fence.
This race is long over now.
And this is, oh yeah, by the way, this was the most embarrassing part of the story is that this was a home meet and I had no clue where I was. Anyway, so I'm literally walking and I'm like, crap, okay, I might as well just walk around the farm fence to see if there's, like, any way to get out of here. There's cars that pass by with, like, hillbillies and, like, farmers.
Where were you?
Apparently, some person stopped me. They're like, do you know where you're going? And I'm like, no, I have no clue where I'm going. And they're like, hey, aren't you part of the cross country? I'm like, yeah, because I have my uniform or whatever. And,
Was it some senior?
I don't know.
Knew or something?
I think so. I don't remember. Anyway, I was so embarrassed by the story that I kind of cut half of it out of my memory. Anyway, and then they stopped me. They're like, do you know where you're going? I'm like, no, I'm in a cross-country meet. And they're like, honey, that was 3 miles away. And I'm like, I literally ran in circles for, like, almost an hour just to find out I'm stranded in the middle of the farm and I'm 3 miles away from where I'm supposed to be. And eventually, we found the shortcut, and as I'm going on the shortcut, I see people running the race without me, literally in the woods, and they hear everyone. I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I'm like, oh, crap. It was, like, kind of towards the end, and I get so scared, and then I remember I had to have an awkward talk with the coach. And then I went home. Yeah, and then I went home, but yeah, he was like, you cannot miss. I'm like, dude, it's not my fault. I don't know trails. My brain cannot comprehend, like, forest, trails, anything of the sort. I just don't get directions, okay? So, yeah.
That's my favorite Pesha story.
That will forever be my favorite. The first time she ever told it, I was dying. I was like, what the heck? It was the funniest story ever.
And then, oh, Kathy. All right, so this is... All right. So anybody who knows me knows that I am a very big fan of Dance Moms. So basically, there's this show... hold on. I have to calm down because I get really excited. But basically, on the show, there is a rivalry between the Abbey Lee Dance Company and Candy Apples Dance Center. And the two people that run it are Abby, who runs Abbey Lee, and then Kathy, who runs Candy Apples. And so,
Who the heck memes a candy apple dance?
I actually know the story about it.
If you knew
it.
Kathy, you would know.
True. But I actually know the story behind it. It wasn't called candy apple before. But, yeah. Anyways. So, basically, I have this thing that I do with my friends where I send them pizza without them knowing.
And see, then, this... I'm sorry to interrupt. This... if she ever does this to me, I would be, in a tough little spot. Because Paisha does not prepay for these pizzas. She does it where, like, you pay at the door, like most pizza places do. But, like, when you send it to someone else's house... if Paisha did this to me when I'm home alone and I'm a broke little kid,
you're not little, you're like 5'6".
Eh. Anywho, if Paisha did this to me, I would literally be like, first of all, I would be like, you're at the wrong house. And second of all, I would be like, I literally don't have money. Sorry, bye.
So... I feel like you'd call me and be like, Paisha, I just had to stand out there in the bitter cold and just say some poor old man that I don't have any money to pay for the pizza. You cannot pull these shenanigans again. I feel like that's what something you'd say.
I would not say that.
Maybe your mother.
My mother would say that. Actually, my mom would say she would tell the pizza man to, like, leave it at the edge of the fence. While she has the door shut, and then she would come out, like, with 10 masks. And then, like... sanitize the entire thing and, like, run it through the washing machine a couple times. She would, like, pour bleach on the pizza.
Ew.
And then she might consider letting it in her house.
Oh, wait, the Kathy story.
Wait, isn't she vegan?
That too. She's also gluten-free and corn-free and a lot of other things free.
She can only drink water, huh?
Yeah, Megan used to say she drinks boiled ice. Megan and Julia.
Boiled ice?
That's funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the Kathy story. So, basically, sorry. There's a rivalry between Abby Lee and Kathy. So, they're both very funny in the way they, like, have bickering and they banter and everything. And so, yeah, I'm a huge fan of Dance Moms. So, one day, I'm like, you know what? What if I pull the pranks I do on my friends to somebody who's kind of is very well known? And so, I'm like, perfect. This is such a good idea. So, basically, I, you know, go on the internet. And I search up Kathy. And I find, I do find some of her contact information, like her address and all that. I think I sent it to the dance studio, actually. I sent it to Candy Apple Dance Center. And so, I'm like, I look up the nearest Domino's in Canton, Ohio. And I'm like, hi, can I place an order for Kathy Nesbitt? I am going to order, like, 2 pizzas. We're going to have some, like... Oreo pie in there, and let's actually add some soda too. And so they're like, yeah, it's a delivery order, here's the address you can send it to, blah blah blah. So a few minutes later, or like 20 minutes later, this all happened over Zoom call, by the way. I was in Miss Panucci's class. This all happened when I was, it was one of my online. Yes. So this happened during my online day at school. And so...
Sorry. Continue.
And basically, the people show up. No, so basically, I 20 minutes later, I get a call, and they're like, honey, they're like, we have the wrong address. These people do not pay for the pizza. They did not order a pizza. I'm like, what do you mean they didn't order a pizza? They're like, they have no recollection from their memory of them dialing up this particular store and ordering a pizza. This is not the right house. So I was like, yes, it is. And then I get freaking Kathy on the phone, and then she's like, we do not have a pizza. Me,
do
my
you
little
have Kathy on the phone.
You got her on the phone.
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway. But her friends did call me up. They were like, you cannot do this to Kathy. This is not okay. This is not part of her dance. Like, they take it very seriously over there. And so...
I just love the fact that it was during this
and,
the way you said it. Oh, by the way, this was all on Zoom in Miss Panucci's class.
Yeah. This is all happening while she was death staring at me through the Zoom camera.
Like, I don't know, she was just stare at you.
Yeah. Oh, and then Bob the Enchantment. So Bob the Enchantment is a...
He's the ghost of Pacey's house.
No. Well, yes, but
we're gonna have to wrap this up soon, guys. We are going for, like, literally almost 40
minutes. Then somebody else tell a story.
Actually, we might have to save this story for another time. Because we are at 33 minutes.
What's our limit?
I don't know.
I think we have to, like, for a while, but...
But we don't want to
make... Anna, story.
Do you guys want to hear about my dream I had last night?
Yes. Oh, shit, we can't. Oh, can I tell you guys the dream about that I had? So, basically, last night, I low-key had, like, a huge dream that I was Abby... What?
All right, guys.
We are gonna tell the next story next episode.
Will be our dreams and stories.
Yes. Oh yeah, that was a snippet. That was a sneak peek.
The sneak peek of our dreams.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.
For the next episode.
Bye. Love you.
Goodbye.
That's hot. Copyright Paris Hilton.